seems like you guys are pretty fired up as a defense, too. I mean, I know, like, some of the linebackers, when they would make plays, they're doing their little muscle man pose and everything. I mean, you seem like, it felt like you guys were a little more juiced up, you know, a little more amped up than you were maybe against Buffalo?
No, I think we're always juiced up. It's just a matter of making plays. And I think our defense did a good job at going on there and making plays they were supposed to make. And obviously, we got to do a better job at getting after the passer. But, you know, it's a constant thing you got to keep working at. And when they come, they're going to come in a bunch. It's a little frustrating for us because, you know, that's what we strive on, making tackles in the backfield and getting after the quarterback. So we just have to, you know, just keep watching film and seeing where we can get better and go from there.
Chris, how fast can this turn? One win with, you know, a good
It could field. Turn fast. You know, I was just talking about in our D-line room a couple years ago when it was RG3 rookie year. When I was with the Redskins, then we reeled off like 7 or 8 games in a row and made it to the playoffs. So we only played one division game. We still have a lot at stake, and we can win our division again to the playoffs and anything can happen. We just got to take it 1 week at a time and just keep getting better.
You say that. Do you guys really believe that?
Oh, yeah, without a question. I mean, we got so much season left. We only played one division game. So if you win your division, you get into the playoffs. You know, at least you get a wild card or something, you know. So we have everything that we still want in our hands. We just got to go out there and clinch it.
That being the case, how critical is this week?
It's very critical, you know. I feel like each game is almost a must win for us, you know. But it's just one game at a time. We just got to continue to stay together during these hard times and continue to work. There's only one way to get better, and that's just to keep working and seeing what you can get better at, and hopefully we get this thing turned around pretty quick.
Chris, you had T.J. Ward back last week after he wasn't, you know, made clear he wasn't happy with his playing time. The message you sent out on social media made it sound as if you weren't really happy yourself.
Well, you know, I'm just a competitor, and and I always feel like I want to be on the field, and I feel like when I'm on the field, I can help my teammates out and help this team win, and coming from Washington and coming here, you know, I played 50, 60 plays a game.
Yeah.
And so it's just a little different, but I'm a competitor and I always want to be on the field. But, you know, I talked to Coach about it, and the first thing he told me to do was just watch the film and see how you can get better. So even though, you know, I was frustrated by not playing, I know I had to play better. So these last couple weeks and couple days, I've really been just self-evaluating myself and figure out how I can play better before I go complain about not playing as much. So. You know, you just got to look at yourself in the face and just continue to get better and just keep working.
You had some impact plays yesterday. You were pretty pleased with the
other. Well, yeah, I think yesterday was one of my best games, and being able to play the defense the way the defense is supposed to be played here instead of what I'm accustomed to. So, like I said, I just got to keep working and getting better each and every week.
Has that been an adjustment for you?
A little bit. You know, I played 3-4 my whole
career.
You know, I was left in nose tackle, and we did a lot of matching instead of playing upfield. So, mm-hmm. It was something I had to get a little bit adjusted to, but you know, I just got to keep working on it and practice, and hopefully get better and better each week.
Have you been impressed by the way you guys have stuck together? I know, Dirk, it's easy to, you know, kind of, and not that you're not confident or that, you know, every individual is, but it's easy to look at the other side of the ball or look at.
A football game is going to have a bunch of ups and downs. It's going to be sometimes the offense is rolling and the defense need to, you know, make a stop. It's going to be times when we're rolling in. The offense is not going. So it's a team sport. We got to do a better job as a team at playing complementary football. When we get turnovers, offense turn those turnovers into points. And if they turn the ball over, we got to do a good job of holding them to 3 or nothing. You know what I mean? So we just got to do better as a team and just playing complementary football.